Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Gina Latuca with the SPCA serving Erie County is joining us this morning with our news hound, Vixen. She is a beautiful dog, Gina. She looks like she's got a great stride.
Do you see that girl? She's 2 years old, about 46 pounds. She's a pit bull terrier mix who came to us from the Aiken County Animal Shelter in South Carolina. She's another transfer dog, and we are a transport partner for some of these other agencies that are overcrowded. And I'll tell you, someone had their eye on Vixen, and they did the right thing sending her to us. Very affectionate, very sweet, but I have to point out, very puppy-like. It's clear that this girl didn't get a lot of training when she probably needed it. So because she's so active, we're saying an adult-only home. And I like pointing that out. Some people hear adult-only home, and they assume that what is left unsaid is she's not good with children and she won't like children. But we're dealing with a 46-pound dog who needs some training. So that's why we say an adult-only home.
All right. So that's good to know. I'm just looking at this picture. I love the look of this dog because it's a white dog, but it almost has like a window of that brindle, the term you've taught me over the years, the like tiger striping kind of thing. It looks so cool.
And, you know, she is the perfect type of dog. We put a video of her up last night just to kind of get people ready for the segment today. She is the type of dog who benefits tremendously from a video, because when you hear some of the things like she needs training, then you look at the video and you see what a little bit of training did. You know, we always tell people, when you have that time to spend, even if she's 2 years old, which is still kind of puppyish, when you have that time to spend with that consistent training, it increases that bond between you and the animal. And there's a bond that develops that doesn't quite develop when you don't spend that time with the animal and when you don't establish that dynamic. It's a special bond, and you already can see it in that video between Danielle, who's a member of our behavior and research department, and Vixen. You see how Vixen's responding to her. You see what the potential is there, how devoted and loyal and affectionate this dog can be once you put that little bit of time in.
You know, I just watched the video, and we retweeted it, too. I think it's important to check that out, but she looks very trainable. That's my impression from watching it.
Very intelligent, with that strong desire to please. And I just have to mention, you know, these pit bull terriers, they have that desire to bond and please unlike any other dog. Unfortunately, that's why they end up being the breed of choice when people want to train them to do not so nice things, if you know what I'm saying. That's why they're so trainable for that, because that ability to bond is so deep in these dogs. So when you work with them on training them with these positive behaviors, there is a bond unlike any other.
What do you need to know if you're interested in Vixen, any other dog that you might have at the SPCA?
You still have to make those appointments for dogs. That number is 875-7360, extension 207. And if you want to adopt a cat on Saturdays, you'll want to make that appointment too. But for any other animal, you don't need to make adoption appointments. And again, for cats, it's only on Saturdays. For dogs, right now, we're still keeping it all appointment adoption.
Gina, do you see any changes coming with restrictions anytime soon?
We're hoping. You know, we're taking it one week at a time. We're reevaluating shelter conditions. The shelter still does have the potential to get pretty crowded. And when we did lift that need for dog appointment adoptions days other than Saturdays, we did see a crowd, and it was kind of difficult asking people to wait outside or wait in their cars when we were reaching capacity. You know, we still have to obey those capacity guidelines just like everyone else. So we thought, you know, let's just keep this in place a little while longer until we can wrap our arms around this a little more.
How much do the dogs at the SPCA love the sunshine that we're seeing right now?
We've seen such a difference. You know, fortunately, we didn't have a really difficult winter, but boy, dogs, especially dogs like Vixen, they have loved being outside. It's just they're having so much fun.
I mean, we talk about the lift that it's giving all of us, but we forget about the pets, but it does give them a lift just as well. Well, Gina, let us know about Vixen, okay?
Thanks so much. I'll let you know.
All right. Gina Latuca with the SPCA joining us live.